Every generation in this country has faced some kind of enemy. Even if you look back 1,000 years, this island was not one of cowardice and submission. Every generation had its suffering and faced its own turmoil. Whether it was an enemy that organized within our own borders, or whether it was an enemy that organized at the behest of a foreign power, every generation has faced its trial. Today, we face another trial as the first generation of this millennium. And we are confronted with an enemy that is perhaps more insidious than any enemy that our people have before faced. Because it is an enemy that through the course of decades and centuries has perfected a modus operandi for the destruction of a country, has tried and tested it in nation after nation across Europe over the last 100 years or more, and now has turned to this country as its next victim. It is an enemy which organizes as the ultimate enemy within, whose shock troops are those parasites that live in the House of Common Thieves, in the palace of the Westminster criminals. When I'm stood here today, I can't help but hear, in that far distance, I can hear the enemies of this country, the Marxists, the communists, the trade unionists. I can hear them say, whose streets? Our streets. But see, there they make a mistake, because these streets do not belong to them. This nation never belonged to them, any more than a human body belongs to a tapeworm. Because they are a parasite. Yes. Yes. They are not the people that have built this nation through years and decades of blood and toil. They are not the people who have built this nation and whose blood is linked to this soil. They are just an endless litany of grifters, thieves and parasites whose only objective is to rape and pillage this country for everything they can put into their own bottomless pockets. The enemy today, whilst at face value you may believe that the enemy is a foreigner, the real enemy in this country is the enemy within. The real enemy in this country is a cartel of parties, each their own gang, fighting against each other for influence. But whenever they see any threat from their own people, they immediately turn their forces on the people of this nation. Their only objective is to carry out the next step in that modus operandi that they have perfected. But what is this method? If you want to destroy a country and to destroy a nation and a race of people, how do you do it? First, you do it by destroying a people politically. You implement such changes as you desire in order to render the most productive people in society as powerless as you can, turning them into nothing more than slaves to furnish the agenda of the worthless and the greedy. Secondly, if you wish to destroy a nation, you destroy a people culturally. You turn all those things which are linked to their heritage and you corrupt and contaminate them with anything alien, anything insipid, anything you can find that will eat away at it, like a disease eating away at the human brain. Thus, through this relentless, relentless drive for endless immigration, endless internationalism, endless handing over of power to as many foreign sources as possible. This nation has been attacked and desecrated culturally. But the final attack, the final weapon of these parasites is to destroy a nation's morale. Everything in the last 20, 30, 40 years has been designed to destroy the morale of our people. Whether it's through the endless using of genuine workers' money to finance the likes of the grifters of the unions, to proclaim themselves arbiters for the working man. Whether it's through the endless persecution and vilification of any person who dares to challenge this agenda, or whether it is through the endless and relentless propaganda designed to do nothing more than drive our people into an endless fit of despair. This nation has been attacked in its morale, and the consequences have been terrible. We arrive now at a position which is unlike any faced by anyone alive today. We arrive at a position where our people still possess that inner strength that they always have to overcome this enemy and to unify as a people. They have only forgotten what this inner strength is, and it's because of this relentless attack on our morale. Through my own experiences, I can think back to, compared to Simon Bean, I can think back to my own short time in the army. And I can think back to how I've seen ordinary British people achieve things that they themselves did not believe they were capable of. And they did it because they were able to realise what had been taken away. They were able to realise that which they had forgotten. They were able to understand that not as individuals, no, as individuals, they were nothing. But when they put themselves as a people, as a group, then they realised what they could accomplish. They stood and faced their enemies and triumphed over their enemies. Just as our people can once again triumph over this enemy within, James, by understanding that one person, one single person, is like a leaf on a tree, is a grain of sand on a beach. In the grand scheme of nations and people, it is the nation that matters. It is the national solution that matters. Our people have everything they need when they understand that their strength comes from themselves as one people with one shared destiny and one heritage that links them to this land of their fathers. The time is going to come soon when all those people who for their entire years have spoken nothing but lies and deceit are going to be silenced, never to speak again. And when this happens, when the spirit of Albion is reborn, then Britannia will rise again from the grave. And then there will be only one voice in this land and one chorus, and it will be the voice of an entire people driven to rage and driven to have that satisfaction which has been denied to them by their enemies and the parasites for so long. And in one chorus it will proclaim only this: I am Britannia, vengeance is mine. Before I finish, I want to take a moment to talk about something and some things that are going to happen over coming weeks and coming months. Because as you heard from Glenn at the very beginning, the only thing that's going to work is a campaign of solidarity. We must work together or fail. Over coming weeks and coming months, there are events like this up and down the country. The next one is in Lincoln next weekend on the 8th of July, where myself and a few others are organising opposition to the plans for RAF Scampton, a sacred place that is being desecrated by the betrayal of government policy. There will no doubt be other things to follow. But if there's one thing that you have to think and please remember when you walk away from here, remember who you are. You are not dust. You are not garbage. You are British people. And British people united are indestructible.